evening. Welcome to Voice of the Parrot. I'm your host, Shasta Ray, and I am joined in the studio by Murray, the big baby cockatiel. He's over a year old now, but he's still a big baby, and he has to be up doing whatever I'm doing. So far, the mouse pad down here in the studio has been safe tonight. He had some snacks. He's just sitting here soaking up the neck scritches and being a good boy, so we'll see if he continues to be a good boy. Anyway, how is everybody? Did everyone have a good week? Oh my gosh, I am getting a lot of listener responses to a couple of my recent podcast episodes, so thank you for that, and we're going to do listener mailbag on your comments here in the next week or two. I don't have them prepared yet. I'll get a collection of them going that makes sense to share on the podcast, and we'll share those. It has been a ton of fun reading all the messages I've been getting, so thanks. So let's just go over that really quick. You can find me on Facebook. Just do a search for Voice of the Parrot podcast, maybe even, but my little logo should come up. You can send me messages there on Messenger, or Instagram works, and I actually get those messages are linked to the Facebook, so that's pretty cool. I post a link on Twitter every week, or I guess it's X now, for the current episode, so you can always message me on that platform. I don't use it much except to post links. If you would like to write to me and you have any thoughts on anything, good old-fashioned email works, and that is simply voiceoftheparrot@gmail.com. And let's hear your thoughts and your comments and your questions and your topic suggestions. Everything's welcome. It's really cool to hear from people. We have been ramping up on the listener base, so welcome everyone that's new. Don't forget to go back and listen to some of the old episodes. I try to make all of these like you're hanging out with a friend. It's easy listening and good food for thought and how to help you be a better bird owner. And there goes Murray. Okay. Anyway, I gotta keep an eye on him. He is such a little character. Oh my goodness. And anyhow, I'm gonna start bringing Zoltan the podcast bird down a little bit more. I'm ramping up on my other podcasts and spending a little more time in the studio, so I'm gonna try to rotate the different budgies in and out of here throughout the week when I'm down here. It's good for them. It's good for their head to get into the different surroundings. And I have a little flat screen here that's, I consider it Zoltan's TV screen. And I put movies on for them, or just like me TV. And the movies that I like to put on for the budgies, believe it or not, I've got some kids' movies. Anything with kind of bright colors and high squeaky voices, that sort of thing. They go crazy, and they actually watch it. They yell and chirp and flap around and get all excited. It's really cute. And a little bit change of pace, different scenery down here. So it's good for their heads, and I got two different play stands, and I bring water and food and munchies, and we have a good time. Anyway, that's what I do sometimes. So, this is going to be a short one this week. I have all kinds of projects underway, and oh my gosh, I do apologize. I kind of hit a standstill on the Etsy shop. I'm getting a few visits. It's slow going. I am not running Etsy ads, so it's hard to get seen, and I haven't really been promoting it very hardcore here on the podcast, but that's one of the ways that you can support the podcast is to go to the Etsy shop, and you can get there directly by going to voiceoftheparrot.etsy.com. I will put a link in this week's show notes, so that makes it a little easier. And I'm going to start doing a little bit more changing and rearranging of the products I have on there and just focusing on bird stuff. I started doing just different pets and such, and I'm having a little bit change of a direction and gonna go back to my original idea of all bird-related artwork, all bird-related products. I've got some really great cute t-shirts there. Mouse pads, blankets even, and the blankets are super soft. They are super amazing. Gonna be getting into some coffee mugs and creative things that way. My personal favorite are the wine tumblers. They're insulated, they're high quality, and they go through the dishwasher. Mine says don't put through the dishwasher. I've probably put it through the dishwasher well over 25 times at this point. Looks brand new. High quality print. Oh my gosh. Most of it is my designs directly, or I have license to use them commercially. So take a look-see and check out my artwork. It's a lot of fun. All profits from the Etsy store directly support the ongoing costs of having the podcast. So thank you in advance. And if you like my different flock members and you've enjoyed stories about them or little anecdotes I've told, I've got flock member t-shirts and they are team shirts. So I've got Team Zoltan. His is a little bit more expensive because he has two print locations. He's got front and back on his t-shirt. And on the back, you can proudly support Zimbabwe because it says nose boops for Zimbabwe on the back. It doesn't get any better than Zoltan's shirt. Oh my gosh. But we've got Team Aggie and Team Cricket and Team Moose Moose and Team Murray. And I don't think I have Bug up there yet, but we'll see. Anyway, go take a look-see. And yeah, thanks in advance. I also have a few shirts and a couple of things, a sticker sheet and a couple other things on the www.voiceoftheparrot.shop. That one is very slow to get going, and it's a really great platform that reaches out to different countries. Just about everywhere on the world can buy from there. It's a good pricing system. You have to pay for your own shipping. I'm not offering free shipping at this time, and that helps keep the product prices just a little bit lower. I will be offering some digital download stuff on both the Etsy store and the Dot Shop website coming up. So those are my goals, and I will be announcing all that as I go. But this is the time of year that my day job gets going for its seasonal output on merchandise. So I am focused on sales. It's sucking up a lot of my time, so I do apologize for the slowness. I'm just doing this by myself, you know, so I only have so much time in one day, and I got to work full time. And it keeps my day busy. It keeps me going. I'm also writing a couple of books in my personal time, so they're not bird related, but it all fills up my day pretty good. So I have to budget my time accordingly. And here again, this is the time of year with my day job that we're going full force in our busy season, and there's not a lot of time left for anything else, unfortunately. So keep bearing with me and keep checking back. And I do have quite a few things in the Etsy shop as it stands. They're really cute, and go take a look. What are we going to talk about tonight? This has just been inspired by some different YouTube videos I've stumbled across quite haphazardly. I wasn't even really looking for them. And the thing that started bugging me is there's a lot of stuff out there where it's just individuals taking videos of their birds. And some of these are from other countries and they're not even in English. So they kind of have different ways. But the cages are absolutely itty bitty, tiny, small. And they have a little food dish in there and a water dish and no toys and the dowel perches. Sometimes they're plastic perches that the cage obviously came with. And I know other countries kind of have different ways of doing things. It doesn't mean it's right. And birds need space, especially if you're not getting them out all day long where they can play and keep their heads busy. They really need that. They're very complex animals. They're very intelligent. And we should not be doing the very bare minimum to be able to keep them confined. That's not fair. That's really old school mentality. And we've since learned that we need much bigger cages where they can move around. They have different kinds of perches. They have different things to keep their heads busy. And the thing that bothered me the most in a lot of videos out there where it's just someone very inexperienced, I've seen this in the groups a lot, you know, with newbies that pop into the groups wanting advice because they bought a bird on impulse purchase and they don't know anything. So here again, like I always say, do your homework, do your research. And one thing we should be supplying our birds across the board in every cage, make sure you do a little bit of homework online and see what the recommended size of cage is for the bird you're getting. First and foremost, make sure there's plenty of room for it to move around and have things to do and not just be confined into one little space with one little dowel perch. In fact, I almost never use the dowel perches that come with cages at all. Sometimes I use them because it's just kind of convenient. It is one size of perch, and then in that cage, I give them at least four different sizes and textures of perches. They all get like one of those twisty wire rope perches. And then I almost always have what's called the Pacific perch, and it's made out of crushed oyster shell. It kind of looks like concrete almost, but they can chew on it. It'll keep their beak trim. It keeps their toenails trim. It's good for them to consume. It has calcium in it. I also have different sizes of natural wood perch. And then in the past, I also got large versions of the bee pollen perches. And they're made of compressed bee pollen. And I don't know if they have a flavor on it or whatever, but the birds like to chew on it and tear that up. And if they consume a little bit, it's good for them. It doesn't hurt them. So I'm always experimenting with that. And then outside of the cage, they're out a lot during the day. I've got braided natural twines and jute rope. I've got PVC pipe that's wrapped with different sizes and different textures of natural twine and such. And then they also have swings and other things to climb on. They run around on top of the cages, and that helps exercise their feet. They get all different kinds of textures. It keeps them using the muscles in their feet and their toes differently, and it gives the skin different textures to rub against, and it doesn't put pressure in any one spot on a repeated basis, like just a solid dowel that is the same size all the way across, and that's all they have to stand on. Eventually, they'll start getting lesions and such on their feet called bumblefoot, and you need to take them to a vet for that if that starts happening. And I don't really understand all of the appearance on it because I've never had to deal with it quite personally, but I've always taken the advice that I've found online and given them a wide variety of things for their feet to do during the day. It's not just about the shred toys for their beaks, but the types of grip for their feet, right? So they need the exercise on their little toes, and the different sizes of perches will exercise those muscles in different ways. And it's just good for them. It's good exercise, generally speaking. It works the little micro muscles movements and stuff for just different aspects of balance. So it's very good for them. So you should be investing in natural perches. You can find them on Amazon. A really good bird-oriented pet store should have different types of natural perch, and have fun with it. And then if you're going to go to that much effort, make sure every couple 3 weeks or so, or at least once a month, you completely rearrange their cage and change the placement of those perches around. Do a little bit of birdie feng shui with that. It helps keep their heads busy, it gives them something different to look at and experience, and it also acts as a form of birdie birth control. Also, it changes their environment, and that keeps their hormones at a lower level. So it's good for them. And then at the same time, that's when you want to change out toys and change that up and rearrange where they hang and the different kinds of things to keep their heads busy. Give them a lot of variety. They really, really, really need it. Another thing that you can swap in and out when you're changing out the perches is forage toys. And there's all different kinds. There's kinds that you can put treats in or parts of their, you know, their daily food in. And then they have to work to get the food out. It keeps their heads busy and they always have fun with that. And there's also the shred toys where they want to chew them up and destroy them and totally make toothpicks out of them or whatever the case is. They love to chew, so change those out with the different perch rearrangements. And here again, beaks and feet, keep them both busy. The shred toys also help keep their beaks at a minimum, you know, it helps keep their beaks worn down. Their beaks grow similar to like our toenails or our fingernails, same with their toenails. So you want to give them stuff that naturally keeps them in shape and worn down. All of that helps and all of it adds up. Why are you being feisty? Now you're biting me. He gets very violent when he wants attention. He'll start biting me this time of night, and it's past his bedtime, so I'm probably going to get this edited and out into your eardrums tomorrow, and I apologize in advance for this being a day late, but that's kind of how it goes sometimes, I guess. All right, everyone, have a great one, and I'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.